It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is happening? It is Dan Bach here with you on another edition of the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix presented by our good friends over at Daily Joust. You know, it's a good day and a bad day. It's a great day because it's Friday. It's a great day because we got the weekend of football. But it sucks because it's the last regular season weekend for college football. Now, yeah, we've got the bowl action coming up. And from what I've been told, there's going to be plenty of daily fantasy bowl action going on. But it's kind of sad because it's been a fun, profitable college football season for me. And it's funny because I came into the season never playing college football. I've had tons of college football knowledge going back to my radio days in Alabama. And if any of you have ever caught the documentary on the Iron Bowl on ESPN, you can just see how crazy the people in that state are with their college football. I mean, it is literally all year long, 365 days a year, you are talking everything college football. So I had all this college football knowledge, and I followed the sport even going back to when I was in college in Ohio. I just loved it. I was everything I loved about it, but I didn't really have any way to do anything with it. So then the daily fantasy comes around, and I said, hey, you know, I'm good at this because I know this stuff. So I was so happy to see that these sites like Draft Street Daily, Joust, Profanity Sports all decided to pick up some college football. And it'll be interesting to see if next year many other sites end up picking it up. I would be shocked and surprised if FanDuel, DraftZone, and some of those other sports that have already picked up, say, college basketball don't go to college football next year, because I think what we've learned based on, you know, what I would say is some success. Again, I'm not running these sites, but from when you look at how many guaranteed prize pools, you know, you've got on these sites and they're all filling, I'm pretty sure that you'll see the expansion of college football into some of the other sites. So it's kind of a happy day because it's the weekend, but it's kind of sucky because it's the end of the regular season. But with the wonderful thing that is daily fantasy sports, we just move on to the next thing. And that's, of course, college basketball. The NBA is only about, 23 days away. Going to jump off on Christmas Day, which is fine by me. You know, we get a few weeks here of college basketball, still some NFL action going on. I'm not an NHL guy. I know I always ignore it, and I shouldn't, because there's tons of money to be made. I mean, my success that I had this year with college football, I know that other hockey puck heads are having nightly in the NHL, because the nice thing about the NHL is there's, again, a huge number of players to pick from, and the more knowledge you have, intricate knowledge you have, the better of a advantage you're going to have in daily fantasy. And unfortunately, I don't have that. And I've learned, especially early on, that it's not a good idea to necessarily play in those games if you don't know what you're doing. But with that said, I want to throw some things out here before we get to our picks for the weekend. First off, remember, we got the Grinders Goes to Vegas promotion that's getting kicked off on Profanity Sports this weekend. So if you haven't logged in yet, make sure you go through our links on rotogrinders.com, and that will get you eligible to play in this contest where it's just the best score that you have, you know, the total, the best score over 5 weeks. You know, they add them all up over 5 weeks and they drop your lowest one. So I think if you miss a week, you should be okay. But definitely go over there, and remember, it's not about the stakes you play, it's about the score you put up. So if you haven't gone over to Profanity Sports, now is a good time to put some money in. Go through the Roto Grinders link so you can be eligible to win this trip to Vegas over the Super Bowl. And it looks like a pretty Mac Daddy trip. Also, the Super Joust, more and more people qualifying. Just had an article about all the grinders who have qualified. And I've mentioned this on the podcast before. I'm going to say it again. Look where you are in the leaderboard under the badge standings. And the best way to do that, you go to leaderboards, and then you click over to badges, and it'll give you where you rank. And the easiest way to get into the Super Joust is going to be a top 50 badge holder. And I looked at it just the other day, and there are tons of RotoGrinders guys and gals, I guess, who are literally just a couple of badges away from getting in the top 50. So you're foolish if it's not that difficult. The easiest way to get some badges over there is to create a contest. And the badges are sport specific. So if you haven't created a contest in hockey, do it. You create and fill a contest, boom, you get a badge. You create a fill a college football this weekend, boom, you get a badge. NFL, get a badge. And that is an easy way to get badges, of course. I mean, they've got the whole list there, but you can refer somebody to the sites, a nice easy way as well. And playing those solo contests, if you're not big into solos, now give those a try. I don't know why you wouldn't be. It's just easy money. But take a look where you stand on that leaderboard, and you can get an easy entry for a chance to win those Super Bowl tickets, because I know for a fact there's guys out there, you know. Westy, I'm talking to you. You know, you're right there on the bubble. So go out there and get your badges so you can make it on in. Let's move on to some of our picks coming up for this weekend in college football and the NFL. I am pumped for the night in college football. And why, you ask? Well, it's the MAC championship. I mean, who wouldn't be excited about MAC football? Well, maybe a lot of you wouldn't be, but I am a fine graduate of the Ohio University. Yes, we're the Bobcats, not the Buckeyes. I hate that. That's the one thing. Oh, where'd you go to school? Oh, I went to Ohio U. Oh, the Buckeyes. No, the Bobcats. And, of course, we are playing in the MAC championship tonight against Northern Illinois. And I have to say that Frank Solich, talk about the most underrated college football coach you're going to find in the country. He is right there in Athens, Ohio, because you have no idea, folks, how bad we were for a long period of time. And so go Bobcats tonight in the MAC championship. But let's get to the games, the big games this weekend that, of course, you can all play on Daily Joust, Draft Street, Profanity Sports, all carrying your college football action. Quarterbacks, starting with them, Brandon Weeden of Oklahoma State against Oklahoma. This guy's about as sure of a thing as you can get. He's pretty much a lock for 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, even on a bad day. And against Oklahoma, he might even put up bigger numbers, as this game should be a barn burner. The over-under in this game opened at 78 points. Now, it's gone down a little bit, but that's insane. So you have to think that both offenses are going to have a large amount of success in this one. And Oklahoma State has a very small chance that they make it to the national championship game, but that would basically require them to put up some huge numbers and just destroy Oklahoma, which I don't necessarily see happening. But if it does kind of start going that way, don't think for a second Mike Gundy isn't going to pile on his biggest rival. So Brandon Weeden looks like an expensive but safe play at the quarterback position. If you want to go a little bit riskier and maybe save some money for some other positions, Taj Boyd of Clemson against Virginia Tech could be an option for you. It's definitely a high-risk, high-reward type guy for you. The salary, very cheap on both Draft Street and Daily Joust. And the reason for that is because he sucked the last couple of games, and he's just been totally horrendous. But he has a ton of talent. If you look at some of the statistics from earlier in the year, he put up some big, big numbers. And I have a hunch he's going to get it going this week. Basically, all the marbles to go to the BCS game is on the line against Virginia Tech. And Tech, they stopped the run pretty well, but I think the best way to beat them is throwing the ball, and that's why I expect Taj Boyd to put up some pretty good numbers and maybe turn this game into a shootout, and certainly for the price, I think he's worth looking into. Running backs-wise, David Wilson of Virginia Tech against Clemson, the ACC Player of the Year, was a total beast this year, and went over 100 yards in every game but two on the season. Clemson, on the other hand, had trouble stopping the run and actually have allowed over 200 yards rushing 5 times on the season, and most of those games didn't come with a running back of his caliber. So you have to be thinking that he's a pretty sure thing this weekend, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a couple of touchdowns in this game. The other one is, again, more of a risk. Malcolm Brown of Texas against Baylor. Another high-risk, high-reward play. He's priced right, particularly on Daily Joust. And if he's as healthy as the coaching staff says he is, he should be able to run well against Baylor, because everybody runs well against Baylor. Now, I'm not 100% sold he's necessarily the Malcolm Brown that we've seen earlier health-wise, but I think it's a risk I might be willing to take if I can assure myself of, you know, getting a few other top-notch players in different positions. And he didn't do a lot with the 17 carries last week against Texas A&M, but Baylor has allowed 200 yards rushing six times, and four of those times the team went over 250 yards against them on the ground. So even if he's not healthy, you have to imagine he's going to put up some healthy numbers against the Bears this weekend. Wide receivers, I'm going with the combo here. Kenny Stills, Jazz Reynolds of Oklahoma against Oklahoma State. I picked them both because I think they're both going to have nice games in this Bedlam series on Saturday night. I actually like Reynolds maybe a little bit better on Draft Street and Profanity Sports, where he's super cheap. And Kenny Stills on Daily Joust for the price. Reynolds, he was suspended last week, so he didn't play. But if you watch the game before that, he seemed to really have taken over more for Ryan Broyles in his spot in the offense than Stills did. And I know that Blake Bell has been the fantasy stud the last couple weeks for the Sooners. But to me, it's been kind of fluky because he only gets his points on the goal line. And, you know, what's the likelihood that these receivers are going to continually get tackled on the, you know, 3 or 4 or 1 yard line so Bell can go in there and do his best Tim Tebow imitation? I don't see that happening. And I think the fluke kind of ends this week, and I think we're going to see some receiving scores for the Sooners, and these two guys are the likely targets. Justin Blackmon of Oklahoma State against Oklahoma. Now, I know it doesn't take a genius to take this guy. He's the best receiver in the game. But in this closely contested matchup, you know that Whedon is going to go to him quite a bit. And on Draft Street, you're a real fool for not taking him because it's a PPR format, and he's gone over 10 receptions, 3 out of the last 4 games, and probably would have had about 10 receptions every game if they didn't sit his butt in the fourth quarter because they were destroying the competition. But after watching what Baylor did to the Oklahoma secondary, I have no doubts that Blackmon will make some things happen on Saturday night. And last receiver, Sammy Watkins of Clemson against Virginia Tech. When you talk about speed, nobody has more of it than this guy. He is going to have a monster effort for them to beat Virginia Tech. And he was a little banged up the last couple weeks, so he hadn't been putting up giant numbers, but this guy is very capable of putting together a 200-yard receiving game with a couple of touchdowns. The price is not too crazy on him this week, so there's still that potential for a big game, and I think he's worth the price. Tight end-wise, Orson Charles against LSU. For Georgia, he's consistently the best receiving option the Dogs have, and even though LSU has that tough defense, you can't expect Georgia to run this ball all that much. The price is right on him, especially this week where there's just not a lot of options at the tight end position. And my team defense over there on Profanity Sports and on Daily Joust is Kansas State against Iowa State. Now, I really hate spending money on my defense, so that's why I'm going with KSU this week. Now, I certainly don't love their defense, but the matchup is pretty favorable against Iowa State, who does not have a great offense. And especially going on the road, I'd be surprised if they did much of anything. So those are my college football picks for Saturday. Best of luck. Make sure you get all that action out there. Draft Street, Daily Joust, and even Profanity Sports has some college football action for you. I want to take a minute to say thank you to my good friends at Daily Joust. They have just been a great sponsor of this podcast since the day it started, and we appreciate their loyalty to us, and certainly hope you guys stay loyal to them. A lot of you have been playing over there, and we certainly appreciate that. Lots of great action is always going on this weekend. If you check out some of these NFL salaries out there, you got guys like Frank Gore and Calvin Johnson, who are super cheap. Jump in the solo contest while you can, because it's easy money, folks. It's easy money. And the only place you can find these solo contests are over there at Daily Jousts. Also have many of their large field tournaments going on. They got a nice single entry NFL tournament by Mr. Cha-Cha, I think, recommended them to do that. So he got his name on the contest. And like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, if you are looking to gain badges, the best way to do it, create and fill a contest. Doesn't matter what size it is. It can be a $5 game. It could be a $50 game. But that's a good way to get on the board and climb up that leaderboard so you can get into the top 50 to get that Super Joust entry. So please give them a look this weekend. They're DailyJoust.com. Fine sponsor here, the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game.
Okay, this weekend in the NFL, yesterday we got the wide receivers, tight ends, and team defenses out of the way. Right now we're going to go quarterbacks and running backs, and let's start out with Eli Manning of the Giants going against the Packers. I love picking quarterbacks going against the Packers, and I've actually been pretty successful most of the year doing it. Even when a guy doesn't play great like Matt Stafford last week, he still put up pretty good numbers when it was all said and done because they're always playing from behind. Now, I fully expect that to be the case again in this game, and the matchup is perfect because, let's face it, the Giants have a non-existent running game, especially with Ahmad Bradshaw, who looks like he's going to be out again. So no running game, probably playing from behind. That's a recipe for about 370, two touchdowns. I like Eli Manning on Sunday. Tony Romo against Arizona. Romo's starting to get into a groove, and I think it all has to do with him getting healthy. When he was banged up earlier in the year, he wasn't making the throws that we're seeing now. And against an Arizona defense that gives up a ton of yards through the air, I think it's a perfect matchup for him. And he's really been hitting on all cylinders. And Romo, as a season-long fantasy owner for him for many years, he's very capable of putting up one of those, you know, 300-yard, four-touchdown monster games. And it could happen this week against Arizona. Running backs, I know one guy a lot of people are focusing on is LeGarrette Blount against Carolina, and I'm with him. Three things in life are luck: death, taxes, and a running back having a good game against Carolina. And Blount's going to get all the work this week. The matchup combined with back-to-back 100-yard games means he's a guy that everybody's probably going to have, and rightfully so. Now, my only fear in this game is that Cam Newton could get the Panthers ahead in this one against the Bucs' crummy defense themselves, and Tampa could give up on the run. But if that doesn't happen, if it's kind of a closer game, I fully expect LeGarrette Blount to put up huge numbers on pretty much all formats out there. The other guy is Roy Helu of the Washington Redskins against the New York Jets. It looks like Shanahan's finally giving the reps at the running back position to the right guy, and Helu is doing a great job with the opportunity. I'm not surprised. I called it before the year even started. I really felt his running style fit Shanahan's blocking schemes and the way that his running backs usually run the ball. But his receiving out of the backfield is really what's making him a fantasy star this year. Now, I doubt he'll repeat the 23 carries, 108 yards, and 7 receptions for 54 yards that he had last week. But I still think he'll get plenty of those receptions. I mean, he's almost a lock to start in any PPR format simply because you know you're getting 5 to 10 points alone in receiving. And that's before he rushes the ball at all. So as long as he's the number one guy, which all indications is that he is going to remain in that role, you got to roll with Roy Helu, especially for the nice price that he is at. And like I say, that's it. Because yesterday we got the other ones done with the wide receivers, tight ends, and team defenses. So if you didn't hear that, go to the podcast page here on Roto Grinders. We have all of our older podcasts for you to listen to, and that's going to do it for us today as we wrap up the week. Next week, of course, is the week leading up to the big FanDuel Fantasy Football Championship. The podcast is going live from Vegas out there on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to it. But still, plenty of action for you to get into this weekend. We always appreciate you checking us out, and we thank our friends at Daily Joust for sponsoring us here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, and join us again on Monday. Till then, everybody, have a great weekend.